Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. A lot is happening in the transformation of downtown Watertown. The Goss Opera House is being remodeled and will reopen. The development of a new downtown park is in the works. Construction of new apartments and retail space known as the Lofts has started. And now you can add another project to the list. Fargo developer Jesse Craig has reached agreement to purchase the Palace apartment building on East Camp Avenue. He'll demolish it and replace it with a new apartment building featuring efficiency 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Watertown Development Company Executive Director Chris Shilkin helped broker the deal.
Well, the interest, I think came from where downtown is currently at. It's had a lot of investment over the last couple of years, a lot of new things going on, a lot of new excitement in downtown. So just looking at some other possibilities and, you know, with the potential downtown park, this property was on his radar and worked with the sellers to come to an agreement and moving the project forward.
It's another piece to the puzzle in transforming downtown Watertown.
In my opinion, it's just taking the next step into providing high-density living, so provide more people to support those businesses that are downtown already that have made investment in the past. So, you know, it's all just one big circle that's coming together, and all these projects that we're promoting and doing are to help downtown as a whole to raise everybody up, and we've got a lot of support for that.
Craig will first have to remove asbestos from the building before tearing it down. The 9 residents living in the Palace Apartments will receive help in looking for new housing. Officials say a small airplane missing for almost 2 weeks has been found crashed near Aberdeen. There was no immediate word on the pilot of the Cessna, the only person on board. Brown County Chief Deputy Dave Lunsman says a hunter found the wreckage about 3 miles north of Aberdeen on Monday night. Lunsman says adverse weather conditions prevented deputies from reaching the wreckage late Monday, and that effort was to resume today. The plane departed Aberdeen Regional Airport for Oaks, North Dakota on October 9th, but never got there. The Civil Air Patrol has helped local officials from South Dakota and North Dakota searching for the missing plane. The National Transportation Safety Board tweeted today that it would be investigating the crash. Mitchell police are investigating the death of a 47-year-old former Mitchell man whose body was found Sunday afternoon near railroad tracks in that city. Police say it appeared as though the body had been at that location for several days. An autopsy is pending, although foul play is not suspected. The man's identity is being withheld until family members have been notified. A wet summer had a major impact on South Dakota's economy, from agriculture to tourism. Jim Hagan is South Dakota's Tourism Department Secretary. He says bad weather impacted the state right away this spring, and it never really got much better.
It was a little rough. You know, we started out, if you'll remember, around May 22nd, 23rd, we had, you know, 1.5 feet, 2 feet of snow in some places of the Black Hills, and things just never let up from there. It seemed like, like you said, it was raining every day, every week, tornadoes, you know, flooding like crazy. So the season started off tough, Mike. There was no question about it.
Hagan says the tourism industry was able to weather the storms.
You look at our target state, where we're doing a lot of our marketing, whether it be Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Minnesota, everybody was dealing with these sort of natural disasters. And then you couple on that with a struggling ag economy, it just made for a tough year. But we just had a meeting earlier this week with industry partners from around the state, and I have to tell you, I'm happier today than I thought I would be when the season started. It hasn't been that bad of a year. I would say overall, visitation is up a notch or two, which is good news. And it sounds like when visitors were here, they were actually spending at a higher clip.
Hagan says they shifted some promotional dollars around to adjust for the impacts of the weather.
You know, we did, with our marketing, go back in and do some supplemental marketing when we saw that things were a little soft. We went back into markets like Minneapolis and Chicago and poured a little extra, put some extra dollars into those markets just to remind people that we were here and we're open for business.
Hagan says parts of South Dakota were impacted more than others.
What we can tell tell, definitely the Black Hills and what I would call the lower Missouri River counties definitely suffered the most in terms of not seeing probably the visitation that we had hoped. You know, there's no question we had a number of state parks and rec areas that didn't open because of flooding and campgrounds, whether they were state campgrounds, some federal campgrounds, or private campgrounds just didn't open because of the weather.
Hagan says visitor numbers to Mount Rushmore this summer were down 13% from last summer, although he says that was due partially to construction taking place at the monument. 58 South Dakota counties have been included in at least one federal disaster declaration this year. Most of those came from the late winter storms and flooding, but severe storms and more flooding in late summer caused even more damage. Many counties have run through their available dollars to fix the damage. Governor Kristi Noem, during a stop in Dakota Dunes on Monday, said the state is facing a cash crunch, too.
We're anticipating that state revenues will be down. Plus, the state has a responsibility to do a 10% cost share with all FEMA dollars that have come into the state. Obviously, the counties have a 15% cost share in order for us to qualify for those federal dollars. So I know many of our counties right now are wondering what to do. You know, they don't have extra dollars in their budgets. They're stressed already. They've got their roads and bridges that are washed out and gone and looking for help.
Thousands of South Dakota households have been approved for home heating assistance this winter. David Gall administers the program for the South Dakota Department of Social Services.
Currently, we already have 14,500 households already approved, so those can range. I mean, it depends on how your home is heated. So if it's electric, we pay your electric vendor directly. Propane, fuel oil, we'll pay them the provider directly, and natural gas the same way.
All of the money for low-income heating assistance is provided by the federal government.
For South Dakota this year, we have received just over $18 million, and that's our annual allocation from the federal government. It's a 100% federally funded program. The average benefit that we are able to offer households right now is, and this is the average annual benefit, is $1,068 to help out with their home heating expenses.
Gall says it's an income-based program.
Right now, the income guideline is 175% of the federal poverty level. For a household of four, that is $45,064 annually. And eligibility and amount of assistance that they get is based on the number of people in the household income, primary heat source, and which county you live in.
And he says there is still plenty of time to apply.
We take applications for this winter actually all the way through March. So applications are located at all DSS offices, which are located throughout the state. Individuals may also request an application by calling our office here in Pierre at 800-233-8503, or they can visit the Department of Social Services website at dss.sd.gov and either fill out or print off an application.
Gall says last winter, 21,437 South Dakota households were approved for home heating assistance. Remember, you can get news anytime on our homepage, gowatertown.net. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.